Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Gulf Coast prepares for Hurricane Helene. We have the story.
Proposed ceasefire in the Middle East gains wide support. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Hurricane Helene is set to strike Florida as a Category 4 hurricane with an unsurvivable 20-foot storm surge.
The area that is of largest concern, I think, to us right now is the storm surge that will immediately follow this storm. In the past, we are familiar with dealing with rain and wind events. Storm surge is something that we have not had to contend with recently in our region.
That's Hillsborough County Commissioner Harry Cohen. Evacuation orders have been issued for many parts of Hillsborough County in Florida.
The United States and 11 other countries are calling for an immediate ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah.
This demand spans the globe, from the US and Canada to the UK and France, Saudi Arabia, Japan and Australia, all saying there needs to be a 21-day ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah. This as 3 days of intense Israeli airstrikes appear to be paving the way for a ground invasion of Lebanon. The 12-nation statement says the hostilities are intolerable and bring an unacceptable risk of regional escalation. Israel reports it hit 75 Hezbollah targets overnight in its efforts to push the Iran-backed militants away from the border. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A woman has been charged in Sedgwick County Court with murder after a shooting in northeast Wichita that killed 38-year-old Daryl Clark Sunday. Mercedes Muldrew was charged with first-degree murder in the shooting of an apartment complex on North Inwood. Muldrew is next due in court October 8th, her bond set at $750,000.
A 30-year-old woman has been taken into custody for felony parental kidnapping. This after a missing 6-year-old child was found in Augusta yesterday. The child had been listed as missing for 3 years out of Las Vegas. The Wichita Division of the Kansas Fugitive Apprehension Task Force arrested Natalie Black, and she was wanted by the Nevada Attorney General's Office for felony parental kidnapping of a minor. Her arrest warrant dated back to May of 2021.
Machinist union workers manning picket lines outside Textron Aviation in Wichita. And one of those strikers is Justin Pels, who's been with the company 39 years. Details KNSS News. He thinks a better contract can be offered soon.
It's possible. It really is, because, you know, us older people, they're catering to the younger generation. When they sign in, they get like a $2,500 bonus. Well, that helps them today. But it doesn't help us older people, you know what I mean? But we've done it before. I was out here in 2008, and I think 30 days we were out over here. We remember that. I've worked with people today that I worked with then. Yes, I'm optimistic.
This is day 4 of the Textron Aviation Machinist Strike in Wichita.
A Justice Department official testifies to House lawmakers about the January 6th Capitol riot and the presence of federal agents that day in 2021. Fox's Chad Pergram reports from Capitol Hill.
DOJ Inspector General Michael Horowitz did not deny an assertion from Republican Thomas Massie that there may have been federal confidential sources in the crowd at the Capitol riot. This is the closest any DOJ official has come to confirming the allegation.
Do you have evidence of the number of confidential human sources that were operating on the Capitol grounds on January 6th?
Our report will include the information in that regard.
Can you tell us today how many there were? Were there more than 100?
I'm not in a position to say that.
Democrats dismissed suggestions the feds may have been secretly at the Capitol on January 6th.
And Horowitz says his report about the riot will be out sometime between the election and inauguration.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Another low-scoring game for the Kansas City Royals. We'll talk about that. Have highlights coming up in sports.
The Pope is defying illness to go back on the road. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. The KNSS Morning News now, 7:08. 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Questions are still swirling around the execution of a Missouri man convicted of fatally stabbing a woman in 1998. Marcellus Williams was put to death Tuesday evening with a lethal injection. Missouri Governor Mike Parson and top judicial officials were convinced of his guilt, but advocates for Williams continued to insist he was innocent. Williams neither proclaimed innocence nor acknowledged guilt in a brief final statement. Two people testified at his 2001 trial that Williams had confessed to killing Alicia Gale during a burglary and stolen items were found in his possession, but his DNA was not found on the murder weapon.
The Pope is defying illness to go back on the road.
Pope Francis has only just returned from a near two-week trip to Asia, but despite having had to cancel audiences earlier this week due to flu, the 87-year-old is leaving the Vatican once more. This time, the pontiff isn't going too far. He's visiting Luxembourg and Belgium. His engagements are expected to highlight the needs of migrants, and he'll meet people who suffered abuse at the hands of Catholic clergy. It's rare for Francis to visit other European nations. He prefers to go places where few popes have gone before. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Another Michigan library is dealing with bugs.
The Oak Park Public Library in suburban Detroit temporarily closed for a day of scrubbing after bed bugs were found in two chairs in the computer area. Pest control experts and canine detection confirmed bed bugs in the upholstery of two chairs that were immediately removed from the building once library staff found the insects. The experts say they did not find evidence of other bugs, but the library decided to deep clean the building anyway. This comes after nearby Royal Oak Public Library shut down for a day and a half this week over a cockroach that crawled out of an overnight returned DVD case. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Who's been sleeping in my bed? Well, a woman has been arrested after making herself at home in a stranger's house in Wisconsin.
A woman who lived at the home in Madison was getting home late when she found the lights on and a stranger in the house. When the police showed up, the female intruder was walking around casually like she owned the place. The police report said she calmly advised officers that she had permission to be in the house from the resident, even saying the correct name. The lady who actually lives there say they'd never met. Police believe she got her name and information from the mail in the home. The intruder had made herself a shrimp and pasta dinner, by the way, and has now been arrested for burglary. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now.
Got a nice meal out of it.
7-Eleven, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Right now in traffic, the traffic volumes are picking up. You can see it on those Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras out there. We also have a stalled out vehicle, and this is in a slow traffic area already. Northbound I-135 right around 21st Street. So watch for a slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're off to a great start today.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not in Apalachicola, Florida.
Yeah. Ooh, wow.
What? You know what? Even here locally, you know, if it's not hurricanes and it's still hurricane season, I'm sure a lot of people are battling through allergies. Of course, our battle here, nothing like what's going to happen in Florida by later on this evening. Of course, they've already been experiencing, you know, those outer bands of showers and thunderstorms. There's actually a widespread tornado watch across much of Florida, and landfall still expected for later on this evening. It looks like still around 6 p.m., 7 p.m., but just to give you a quick update on Helene, still churning in the Gulf of Mexico, still drawing in a lot of the energy from those warm waters. Currently a Category 2, expected to make landfall as a Category 4 later on this evening. Now, here locally, still not really expecting much of an impact. We'll have more sunshine today, really looking and feeling a lot like our Wednesday. So, mostly sunny skies, 79 degrees, light southeast wind at 5 to 15 miles an hour. Waking up in the 50s again with a clear sky early tomorrow morning. Maybe turning partly cloudy due to the remnants from Helene continuing to move inland. But other than that, that's really all that we're going to see as far as an impact from that dangerous, currently dangerous storm out there. High of 80 degrees tomorrow with a slightly stronger breeze out of the north at 8 to 18 miles an hour. Now, those remnants only going to continue to pull away from us through the weekend. So that means it's going to be dry Saturday, partly cloudy skies, high of 81. More sunshine Sunday, another high of 81. A little bit warmer come Monday, high of 83. Then a front comes through, giving us some gusty winds as we make a switch back out of the north, dropping us down to a high of 76, but then right back up to a high of 80 degrees on Wednesday. Notice how I didn't mention any moisture. It looks like that front early next week going to come through dry. Right now we're at 56 degrees. Winds are calm and skies virtually cloud-free out there.
All right. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Yesterday's high 81 degrees here in Wichita. Normal high 80. And it was on this date, the 26th of September, in 1942, a trace of snow was observed in Wichita. And that is the earliest snowfall on record for the city. That's early in the year to get some snow. We just like to have any kind of moisture right now.
I'm glad we're not having that.
Just did that story. Just did that story from Fox about the burglar who went into somebody's house and fixed a meal and whatnot. It seems like we had a story a while backwards. Got some guy some burglar in the house, and he was doing housework for him, cleaning the place up. So I guess burglars have a sense of humor.
Mm. Or a certain outlook on life. Once you get in, this is my place now.
Yeah. On this date in 1990, the Motion Picture Association of America announced it had created a new rating, NC-17, to replace the X rating. NC means not clean or anybody under 17 should go and see it.
What does it mean? No children under the age of 17?
No,
is that what it means?
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm just guessing.
Birthday today. Serena Williams, 43. She's retired now, right, Ted? Ranked world number one in singles by the Women's Tennis Association for 319 weeks.
Amazing career.
Including a joint record, 186 consecutive weeks, and finished as the year-end number one 5 times.
Legend.
She won 23 Grand Slams women's singles titles.
Wow.
That young woman is quite an athlete.
Dominant.
Quite an athlete. Yeah, dominating your sport like that. All right, to current homeowners rushing to refinance their mortgages, a spike in refinance applications due to the decrease in mortgage rates interest from 6.15% to 6.13% last week. Refinance applicants were increased by 20%. That's not much of an increase or a decrease, but they were going. People were trying to get in on it. Shelly and I refinanced our mortgage several years ago. We had started off with a I can't remember exactly the rate, but a very high rate of interest.
Mm-hmm.
When we bought our home, and then we had a chance to refinance it and did well. Came out with even a little cash in our pocket.
Can help you out a little bit.
There you go. CNN has a new feature on the 20 greatest American dishes, and they've included one that most Americans might not like or might avoid, fried okra. It's number 2 on the list.
Oh.
I like fried okra, even though it's unclear if they were actually ranked. They have barbecue at number 1. The rest of the list includes Cobb salad, the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, the hamburger, the apple pie, chili, meatballs, clam chowder, you name it. And chocolate chip cookies, Eggs Benedict's on the list. the 20 greatest American dishes.
Okay, I feel like that was just a list of food.
Yeah, it's just okay. It is pretty much.
Okay.
Well, CNN's got to put something on there.
Well, that's true.
That was pressure to do that. 7:17 now, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And it's time for a look at sports with Ted Woodward, sir.
We will talk a little of football tonight. It's the weekly edition of the Chris Kleiman Show with head football coach at K-State. Wildcats ranked 23rd in the nation, getting ready to host 20th-ranked Oklahoma State. That game will kick off at 11 o'clock Saturday morning on KFH. So big lots of things to talk about tonight with Coach Kleiman as the conference home opener is coming up. 6 o'clock with Coach Kleiman tonight on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And after we talk K-State football, it'll be time for pro football. Thursday night football in the NFL. The Dallas Cowboys coming off back-to-back losses at home hit the road visiting the New York Giants, a team they've beaten 6 times in a row. So you got Cowboys-Giants tonight, 7 o'clock on KFH. Cowboys are a 6-point favorite on the road. Hey, we also have a high school football game tonight on Thursday night. Conway Springs on the road at Medicine Lodge. Both teams are undefeated in this Thursday night matchup. All right, let's go to Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals in Washington taking on the Nationals last night. Of course, the Royals lost back-to-back shutouts on Saturday and Sunday. Guess what? Now the Royals have won back-to-back shutouts in the nation's capital. You heard the game on KFH.
Here's the pitch. Trickled back to the mound. Urseg fields first base side. Runs to first. Underhand toss. Gurriel's there in time, and the ball game's over. The Royals shut out the Nationals for the second straight night and win a second straight game. Royals 3, Nationals nothing. And the Royals are that much closer to securing a postseason berth for the first time since 2015. Now 84-74. And tonight, the Royals got a run in the top of the third thanks to a Michael Massey RBI single, the Royals' first RBI since this past Friday.
You heard that right. Well, hey, it's a win, and Royals pitchers have now thrown 26 straight scoreless innings, and I think that's a franchise record. All right, they'll try to extend that today. It's the finale of the 3-game series in the nation's capital, the Royals and the Nationals. That'll be a noon game today. Listen at noon on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. All right, here's our situation. The Royals won, the Twins won. So the Royals still have a 2-game lead over the Twins for a playoff spot. But there's only 4 games to go in the season. ESPN metrics say that the Royals have an 86% chance to make the playoffs. 4 games to go. That's where we're at.
Wow.
Hey, minor league baseball. The Texas League wrapped up last night. And winning the championship, the Arkansas Travelers, the AA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners. And batting ninth in the lineup last night, starting at second base for Arkansas, former Wichita State Shocker Brock Rodden, who had 2 hits. He went 2-for-4 and scored a run in that 1-run win, so that all mattered. How about the former Shocker, Brock Rodden? He gets a championship ring in AA in the Texas League with the Arkansas Travelers in the Seattle Mariners organization. Brock Rodden working his way up. All right, how about the JUCO volleyball last night? The number 1 ranked team in the nation is Cowley College. Of course, last year, undefeated national champions, still undefeated this year. Cowley with a sweep over Seminole State, 3-0 in Arkansas City last night. Cowley volleyball team ranked number 1 in the nation, 13-0 this season. That is a 54-match winning streak for Cowley College.
Wow.
KU is ranked 9th in the nation in volleyball, and the Jayhawks won their conference opener last night in Lawrence, sweeping Central Florida 3-0. KU is now 10-1 on the season. Jayhawks ranked 9th in the nation. Wichita State wins its conference opener on the road last night, winning at Memphis 3-1, as Izzy Strand had 37 assists and 16 digs. And Emerson Wilford had a career-high 16 kills. Hey, the Shocks start out 1-0 atop the conference in volleyball. Wichita State has won 3 of its last 4 games. And in women's soccer, last night on the west side, Friends University with a 2-0 win over Evangel. Friends women's soccer now 5-2. 2-0 in the conference, 2-0 on home turf. Nice. That is sports with Steve and Ted. And sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. A safe healing environment with caring employees that fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center. They improve the lives they touch.
722 now. House call for health coming up. One boy has discovered a way to patch the pain of dealing with cancer. That story on the way with House Call for Health, Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 and 54 degrees. Helene has strengthened into a hurricane with forecasters warning that the storm would intensify as it crosses the Gulf of Mexico on a path to Florida. The storm has already prompted residents to evacuate schools to close and officials to declare emergencies in Florida and Georgia. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said last night the hurricane was about 430 miles southwest of Tampa and had sustained winds of 85 miles per hour. That was last night. Forecaster said it is expected to become a major hurricane as soon as later today.
Machinist union workers are manning picket lines outside Textron Aviation in Wichita, and one of those strikers is Justin Pels, who has worked in the aircraft industry since 1981. He tells KNSS News.
Blue collars in this town, we're running deep, but we're running few now because they're slowly eroding our jobs out here. I build tools for these companies. I've been working in tooling division the whole time. I build tools they build the aircraft with, and it's slowly being erased. I have way too much management.
Pels says he's confident that the union and the company can get together on a new contract soon. This is day four of the Textron Aviation Machinist strike in Wichita.
Oklahoma is preparing to execute a man for his role in the 1992 shooting death of an Oklahoma City convenience store owner during a robbery. 52-year-old Emmanuel Littlejohn is set to receive a three-drug lethal injection despite a clemency recommendation from the state's Pardon and Parole Board. Littlejohn would be the third inmate put to death this year in Oklahoma and the 14th since the state resumed executions in 2021 after a more than six-year hiatus. Littlejohn has acknowledged his role in the robbery but has denied firing the shot that killed Kenneth Mears.
Vice President Kamala Harris is pledging to...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To revive factory towns, laying out her plans for the economy.
In the steel city of Pittsburgh, Vice President Kamala Harris laid out plans to expand tax credits in sectors like iron and steel and invest in industries of the future.
For strengthening factory towns, retooling existing factories, hiring locally.
Harris is trying to draw contrast from former President Trump on the economy, arguing manufacturing jobs were sent overseas during his 4 years in office.
Making Trump one of the biggest losers ever on manufacturing.
Tomorrow, Harris travels to another swing state, Arizona, in a trip to the U.S.-Mexico border. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
President Biden and fellow leaders vow additional support for Ukraine's fight against Russia and its recovery.
President Biden detailing a joint declaration between 30 nations and the European Union to support Ukraine's recovery and reconstruction, telling Ukrainian President Zelensky,
"Ukrainian people have fought and died to win a future of freedom and independence. Mr. President, we all stand by your side."
Zelensky saying he's grateful and calling it crucial that this support becomes tangible this year. President Biden also stressing nations will hold Russia accountable for the damage it's caused, revealing plans to unlock $50 billion of $280 billion in Russia central bank funds. G7 nations froze outside of Russia and putting it toward rebuilding Ukraine's economy. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Quiet conditions continue for your Thursday. Another nice day ahead. Cool start this morning, followed by more sunshine. That's going to help us warm up to a high of 79 degrees. Winds will continue to stay pretty light, too, out of the southeast, only at 5 to 15 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now a clear sky, not much wind, north at 3 miles per hour. 54 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Thursday, September 26th. It was a sunny day across south-central Kansas Wednesday. And Wichita's high temperature was 81 degrees. Normal high for the date, 80. So we're pretty much right
there
on the button there. Still need some rain. We're still in a drought situation. And we'd like to have some rain fill up that old reservoir out there at Cheney. Still about, almost 8 feet below what it should be. And
we're not seeing a lot in the forecast for the next week coming up.
Hurricane Helene is going to be a big one, and then it's going to change into a tropical storm. They've got this all figured out, but those folks in Florida, Florida's one of our most popular states, of course. People just moving down there like crazy. Beautiful about, 89% of the time or something.
A lot of the time, but yeah.
Well, when those hurricanes come up, it's a
you gotta get ready. Gotta batten down the hatches.
I don't think I could go for that. You know, every year during a certain season, just you're gonna have high wind and rain and snakes coming up and alligators and wow. Several years ago, Shelley and I traveled down to Texas to my sister-in-law's funeral. Her sister had passed, and we went down to College Station, which is in the eastern part of Texas. And one of those hurricanes came through. We were just on the edge of this thing, and it rained and rained. We were several hundred miles from the center of it. Just rained and rained, and it was terrible. So I doubt if we'll see any repercussion from this. We're not seeing it in our forecast anyway.
No, it's going to go through Atlanta and Nashville and St. Louis. And some of that rain might hit Springfield, but that's as close as it's going to come.
It's not
going
to come very close to Wichita or South Central Kansas. It doesn't look like.
Doesn't look like it.
Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and have something coming to town here next week. It's the Wichita Startup Week, Ted. And here to tell us about that is the organizing volunteer for Wichita Startup Week, Shay Blevins. Good morning, Shay.
Good morning.
Wow, this sounds like there's a lot to this. There are several parts to this. You're talking about entrepreneurship and innovation. Tell us a little bit about the schedule, because I know it runs from Monday through Friday next week.
Yes, so it runs through Monday, September 30th through Friday, October 4th. We are kicking the week off with Youth Day, which is currently full. But the event that starts Monday for everyone else is the Nexus Enterprise Engagement Series that starts at 3:30 p.m. on Monday.
What is that?
That is a culminating event. It's a culminating event for Nexus's Enterprise Engagement Cohort, where pitchers from across Kansas will present their small businesses to a room full of industry experts and investors and other entrepreneurs.
Oh, so I see. I'm starting to get it a little bit now. I'm not very high tech, and I'm not very modern in any sense. But I see you've got a lot in here about things like networking and software and, technology.
Yes. Go ahead. Yes, our sessions are going from, so sessions really start on Tuesday with Weeva Programming Partner, and we will be at the Ruffin Building downtown to have networking sessions, as well as a session on small businesses and their software, and a marketing session as well.
Now, tell me who exactly do you want to come to this? Who should be interested in coming to these events? Well,
We are excited to welcome all entrepreneurs. So anyone with a business idea, whether it is just an idea right now or a full-fledged business, and that could be a tech startup or a small business who sells products or services in Wichita, as well as nonprofits who are just getting up off the ground to help their communities, and really business leaders as well, so they can meet all these great entrepreneurs.
You said you want people with ideas. What about somebody like me? I have no ideas at all. Can I show up and maybe maybe steal an idea or two?
I mean, I don't recommend you steal one. However, okay. I would absolutely welcome you. Yes, please join us.
Keep your eyes and ears open on something like this. It sounds like a great deal. And are you still taking attendees? Can people still sign up for these sessions?
Yes, registration is still open for most of all of the sessions. There are certain ones that are ticketed that you'll have to buy tickets for, but the large majority of them are free. And all you have to do is go to WichitaStartupWeek.com to find the full schedule.
All right, WichitaStartupWeek.com. All right, all one word there. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and Shay, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate it. And new information on something that's coming to Wichita Startup, Wichita. All right, that is a... Shay Blevins this morning with Steve and Ted. All right, it's 7:38 now this morning. I'm just looking at some of the sessions they have and stuff like, they've got a workshop on bootstrap branding and marketing with Tijuana Hardwell. How about that? Bootstraps. And there's flagship Kansas.tech. Oh, I tell you what, this stuff looks pretty interesting. And if you are, as you said, as she said, if you are interested, or if you have an idea you'd like to share, this is the place to be. Startup.
Odyssey Zone, Tijuana Hardwell.
That's right. She does. Yeah. She is one of our coworkers.
Yes, she is.
All right. 7:39, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And as we've been telling you this morning, the strike at Textron goes on. We are in day number four. And from what I can tell and from the information I'm seeing, there's probably not going to be anything as far as negotiations this week.
Yeah, not this week. Maybe next week.
And so they'll be out, and they've been picketing at some of the entrances and trying to get a better deal. You know, our aircraft plants, so we were talking with Mr. Pels yesterday when our interview with Mr. Pels and Justin. And we were talking about the fact that if you've been in this town really for a little while, you know that the aircraft industry, it's kind of a roller coaster ride. It's been pretty stable here for several years. But there have been times when, man, if they were hit hard times, there were no jobs in town. None in anything.
Well, I mean,
you got the vendors weren't working. Nobody's working. So
we took a massive hit after 9/11.
Yeah. You know, that's a good point.
And like 12,000 workers left town because there wasn't any work.
Yeah.
So that was terrible. And then 7 years after that, we had the Great Recession. In 2008, and that just punched us in the gut. And didn't they come out with a stat that Wichita suffered the hardest employment effects of the Great Recession than any other city in the United States?
I was going to say the first one, but I think you're right. It was the recession of 2008. Yeah, there was a report came out.
Within a 7 or 8 year span, we got punched in the gut twice in the aircraft industry.
It seems like that we got absolutely no help from anywhere on that as far as, you know, the federal government stepping in and bailing out the city, something like that. Nah, we were on our own. We've come back pretty well.
But like you said, other times when planes are being cranked out, this is a great place to be.
When it's going right, yeah. All right, we'll get them back a job and get them back earning a living, and everything will be great again, right, Ted? 7:41, Steve and Ted, coming up this morning. We got the Wichita Business Journal update, and they are saying no Textron strike negotiations expected this week. So that story's coming up with a Wichita Business Journal update here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 7:46, Thursday, September 26th. Three big things. Hurricane Helene expected to hammer the Gulf Coast with 20-foot storm surge.
Two.
Wide support for a new ceasefire proposal between Israel and Hezbollah in Lebanon.
One.
Textron Aviation Machinist Strike enters day four. No talks expected before the weekend. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a traffic accident now. This is a big one. You'll definitely want to avoid this. This is westbound Kellogg right around Seneca. Stay to the right. The crash is affecting the left lane there. That's westbound Kellogg at Seneca. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 82 degrees. Clear tonight. The overnight low 54. Friday, sunny. Tomorrow's high 82 degrees. Now a clear sky, north wind at 3 miles per hour, and 54 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Weather brought to you by the Monarch. Whiskey lovers, go to the Monarch for nightcap specials every day. From 10 till midnight, get half-price pints and $7 signature old fashions. The Monarch, West Douglas in historic Delano. Wall Street passes midweek.
Markets mixed ahead of remarks from Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell expected Friday. The Dow snapping a four-day record streak, falling 293 points. The S&P down by 10, the NASDAQ up 7. Investors also keeping their powder dry as they await fresh data on inflation due Friday. Big tech and growth stocks performing well, while energy and healthcare lagged. Meanwhile, new home sales trending higher as falling mortgage rates boosted demand. And oil down sharply as traders question the impact of China's stimulus on demand, and gold soaring to a record high on rate cut momentum. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
A federal judge has approved a $600 million class action settlement involving last year's disastrous derailment at East Palestine, Ohio. Attorneys for the residents and a railroad spokesperson say the judge approved it Wednesday despite the objections of a few residents who questioned the deal.
In local business news from the Wichita Business Journal, 4 days into a Textron aviation machinist strike involving nearly 5,000 workers, it appears both sides will not be returning to the negotiating table before the weekend. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers saying the company and the union remain in contact. Mediators have been contacted. Talks could potentially resume next week. Last Saturday, 70% of the machinists union, represented Textron Aviation workers, voted to reject a four-year contract offer and then approved a strike with nearly 82% of the vote. That strike began on Monday at midnight.
The fallout from the Textron Aviation machinist strike appears to have derailed the company's plans next month for a major industry event. While it didn't mention the labor stoppage, Textron Aviation announced Wednesday that it will not attend the 2024 National Business Aviation Association Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition in Las Vegas. Big aviation show. Prominent annual convention slated for October 22nd to the 24th involves companies across the globe showcasing the latest in industry products and innovation. And Textron's not going to be there.
Love of Characters' beloved College Hill store at Douglas and Hillside has closed its doors. But a new chapter is around the corner for the retailer in East Wichita. Owner Mary Billings says her local party supply and paper goods store is targeted to reopen in early to mid-October at 302 North Rock Road. It's a two-story building on the east side of Rock between Central and Douglas. It's also home to Eric Fisher Salon and the Plaid Giraffe. It's local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
Last evening, Ted, after dining out in the Twin Lakes area, Shelley and I were heading west on 21st Street, just west of the of Abedin there.
Yes.
We looked up, and there was a police officer in a motorcycle had stopped a car and was writing a ticket. And I said, well, you never see that anymore. At least I don't. Went on for about a block more, and there was another one. Went on for a block more, and I looked to the right, and there was a police officer on a motorcycle over there sitting and waiting. They had a trap set up.
People are,
and they were nailing them. I looked in the rearview mirror, and there was a police officer on a motorcycle behind me. So there was four of them working in one spot. And
people are just speeding down 21st.
Yeah. They got, I think they were getting all the business they really wanted there.
Sounds like it.
All right. Today
I'm glad you weren't nabbed. I'm glad you were obeying the law.
Yes, I strictly adhere to the motor vehicle code here in the state of Kansas.
Good for you.
As I try to tell my grandchildren, I know this impresses them. I say, did you know that I am licensed by the state of Kansas to operate this motor vehicle? Kids really think that's important.
Yeah, very good.
Sounds impressive, doesn't it? Okay.
National.
I had to get approval from the state to legally drive this vehicle.
Drive this car, yeah. National Situational Awareness Day. This brings attention to personal safety. The day highlights the importance of using situational awareness skills in everyday life to stay out of harm's way. Or as we call it in our house, street smarts.
Or spidey sense.
Yeah. So where did you learn your street sense, Ted? Or did you?
No.
Or did you just kind of naively go over about your business?
No, I think I'm pretty good when it comes to this.
Yeah, so am I.
I like to feel that I always kind of have my antenna up and am aware of something bad might happen.
I can't remember a situation where I felt my personal safety was being compromised. I just can't remember anything. I probably have a couple of times.
I mean, sometimes you find yourself in a place you're like, things are getting a little seedy here.
No.
It's time to extricate yourself from that area.
Usually at a fast food place where they didn't get my order right. Anyway, it's an interesting thing to think about. And if you do have kids or you need to think about it now and then, National Situational Awareness Day. Where are you? What's your surrounding? What time of day is it? Where should you be? And by the way, my daughters, we have, our two granddaughters, the twins are looking for a job for this summer, the part-time job, and they were looking at a place. I'm not going to say who it is, but somebody on the west side is opening up a new eating place out there. And they said, well, you'll be working that shift on the weekend. It goes till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. See.
And my daughter said, no.
I'm right with her on that.
That's crazy. Kids that age should not know. At any rate.
Agreed.
Situation. Sorry. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. By the way, coming up Sunday, we've got the Chiefs playing the Raiders?
The Los Angeles Chargers.
Chargers. I always get those two confused. And I don't know what towns they're in anymore. They're going to be in L.A., though, right?
That is correct.
All right. And tomorrow we'll talk with Mitch.
And today we have our Minute with Mitch.
In fact,
about 25 minutes after sports, we'll have our 60-second preview with Mitch before the game on Sunday.
Very good. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour, Steve and 10 in the morning here on KNSS. We have the latest on Hurricane Helene and a possible ceasefire in the Middle East, at least part of the battleground there. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, another low-scoring game for the Kansas City Royals. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news, the blur.
Oh, yeah, forget your entertainment news coming up at 8:35 this morning. Got some good items coming your way. Make sure you're here for that.
And traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.